This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Let's see what we can drink to. It's Friday. It's Good Friday. This is the DJV Experience. I'm Doug Steffen, Jennifer Warren, Victoria Keelan make up the J and the V. Jennifer was up late last night. Father sent her on assignment. So she's... So we'll make it a good Friday with her. She may wander in, who knows, under the circumstances. I'm so easy. I'm the easiest boss in the world. And I want to make today easy as well. It is Good Friday. It's Easter weekend. Happy Easter to all of you who will celebrate it, others who've been celebrating Passover this week. The one thing that I haven't found, Victoria, was a correlation between the Christian celebration of Easter and the Jewish celebration of Passover. There's usually the Muslim world, the Islamic world, always has some sort of celebration around the Christian and Jewish tradition, which basically celebrate three different holidays in different ways at the same time every year. But I've forgotten the parallel for the Muslim, for the Islamic world. Do you know what it is? Anybody know? Under the circumstances? 888-302-3684.
That's a good question.
I don't know what it is. We haven't talked about it this weekend. It slipped my mind. If it's there, I'm sure we'll find it. I just want the tone today to be, when I look at the Talkers Magazine stories from this week that we oftentimes... spend a good deal of landscape talking about the nuances of the usual news talk radio programs. This is not one of them, although we are talking about what's in the news, but a different sort of focus, if you will. And so today, being Good Friday, the focus on getting up and getting out and getting started without... talking about what happened at United Airlines this week and where the bombs got dropped this week and who got gassed this week and all of that stuff that becomes rudimentary and part of our everyday conversation, because we take those situations and we see the weaknesses that are part of being human and then we jump on them. So how about we look out for the good? There are people today, as I think about my a conversation with my daughter last night, who was full of anxiety about the dropping of the bomb and where does it bring us and are we going to be closer to war and all that sort of thing. And I just gave her my usual smile and hug. Megan, it'll be okay. It's all right, because there are more good people than not, and the intentions are better. I mean, you can go back and look at the situation with the Nazis and whatever happened. I mean, the world, the history of our planet, at least as far as human beings are concerned, is not a great one. We ought not to be proud of many things that have happened on this planet, but there are so many other things that have happened that are so good. But let's bring it right down to you and your family and your essence. When's the last time you said to your spouse, "Fred, you're a wonderful husband. You're a good man. I love you." Or vice versa. "Sarah, you're a good woman. You've been a great wife. I love being with you." Who wouldn't want to hear that?
You in. "You've been a good wife."
Well, okay, positive in the present tense. You are a good wife. How could you not feel good listening to that? How could you not feel good about, no matter what it is, thinking something that's good about Victoria, about Kara, about me, about you? Find something positive, something good. I was thinking about that in relationship. Meredith said to me this week, because we were talking about my bulldog Charlotte passing away 2 years ago and how upset it made me. And Meredith shot me an email. She said, "Why are you thinking about it that way? Why don't you think about all of the good that has happened or was a part of your relationship and your life with Charlotte?" And that's the exact thing to do. I could say that about her. We all have ups and downs. We all have relationship issues. But if I think about all of the marvelous things that have happened between the two of us far more than what has been perhaps distracting. And then you sit on that and you think about it, and it really kind of turns your mind around. And nobody's being tricked. This isn't Al-Assad saying that the United States and Daesh had a play and they killed 84 people in the play just to make us look bad. No, that's not what we're talking about. This is the real world. Tell yourself something good. How about your boss? What can you think of? If you're the boss, why don't you look at yourself? How you think your people that work for you look at you? If you think the people that work for you don't necessarily like you, then you ought to look in the mirror a little more often and figure out why that is. Is it true or is it just you? And if they don't like working for you, why don't they like working for you? If there are a couple of people that are in there, you got a dozen employees and there are a couple of bad ones, that's probably not your doing, unless it's a bad hire and you didn't go to ZipRecruiter to find whoever it is that ought to be doing the job that isn't being done well by whoever's there. But if you catch somebody doing something right and tell them that was good, and I don't mean in a false way, because I take exception pretty frequently to some of the foolish things that come across as a result of all of these awards in school. Everybody's got to be a winner, and everybody's not a winner all the time. Sometimes there are going to be things that happen that kind of put you at the end of the line.
I do think that's an important lesson. I mean, I grew up playing sports, and, you know, honorable mention, like, you know, that went to, like, all the other kids. But, you know, I mean, I was competitive, and I think competition is a good thing. Yeah. And especially teaching girls to be competitive, too, in the sports world or in the business world, I think that that's important. And you're right, that you're not always going to have a win. And you're not always going to have someone to say, it's okay, you're just as good as everyone else. Well, sometimes you're not. You know, life.
Now, let's turn it around, Victoria, just for a minute, and focus on, just said the boss has to say something good to the employers, to the employees. It doesn't hurt for you as an employee, it's not brown nosing, if you feel it really is how it is between you and the boss. If you love working at your job, tell the boss, I love this job, I love working with you. It's so much fun, or I get so much satisfaction out of it, or whatever it is. If you don't like the boss's management style, and some bosses will listen to constructive criticism, some won't.
I had a boss that I had to really sort of sit him down and say, look, you know, you're kind of messing this up on the management side.
Yeah, right.
And luckily he was so sweet and open-minded, and that's why I felt comfortable enough to be able to have that conversation with him. And you met him, actually. I won't say where he works, but we're still very close, and we've always had a bond. So it's nice when you have that open dialogue with your boss. He's a great guy. He's a wonderful, wonderful guy.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, he seems like a good guy. All right, so the point here is I want you to look at...
So I'm
going to
sit you down next. That's where I was going.
Really?
With that.
I'm going to sit right down and write myself a letter to the boss. Yep-da-da. This is a time, this is a chance, this is a place for you to take the abstract, which is all of this stuff. There isn't one thing, really, I'm going to bet, in the talker's list of the top stories this week that affects you personally, that gets to your life. How does what's going on in Syria affect you and your life today at this moment? I'm guessing it doesn't at all. How does what's going on in North Korea affect you, your family, your immediate life? It doesn't. The United Airlines, just going through from number 1 to number 10 of the list on the Talkers News page. You go to talkers.com, you can see this list. United Airlines situation, that didn't affect you. It might, all of these things could possibly affect you, but anything can happen. Did they? And the answer is no. They didn't, none of this stuff. What happened to Sean Spicer, Steve Bannon, Bill O'Reilly? None of that stuff affected you. You're sort of sitting or standing on the outside, and you're looking in, and you're amused by it to a point, or you're interested in the conversation, but it didn't affect you. It didn't affect your day-to-day. You may have a bad tooth. That's affecting you. You got to go to the dentist to get the tooth fixed. maybe there's something wrong. You got a cold. Okay, let's fix that. Maybe you have a heartache based on something going on between you and the person that you're closest to, and maybe just sit down and talk about it. But those things are directly part of your life. And I'm guessing that most of the things that are that we feel comfortable talking about don't really affect our lives, and that's why we feel comfortable talking about them. Most people don't want to talk about what's going on in their lives, and that's why things get kind of stiff once in a while. So loosen it up. Lighten it up. Think about the egg roll at the White House. The egg roll is a tradition, goes back 100 years. It actually started at the other end of Pennsylvania Avenue, by the way. After the Civil War, children rolled eggs on the lawn of the Capitol on the day after Easter. But in 1876, Congress was so fed up because the festivities ruined the grass, they said, nope, no more egg rollers. So then one of our least popular and, in terms of what do we know about him, Rutherford B. Hayes, President of the United States, came from Ohio. Welcomed families to the first Easter egg roll at the White House. That's about the only thing he ever did that was of consequence. Otherwise, you won't find anything. Look in the history books. What did Rutherford B. Hayes do? He survived in the White House. That was about it. During Grover Cleveland's two presidencies, children were allowed to roll eggs in the East Room, but they ruined the carpet there, so outside you go. Mrs. Hoover, Herbert Hoover's wife, didn't like the smell of the rotten eggs. So there were folk dances that were in the late 20s a part of the Easter egg, or at least the celebration. And then Mrs. Nixon implemented the first hunt with real eggs. That didn't go very well. Smell city.
Oh.
The Easter Bunny hopped on over to the event in 1969. Spoons from the White House kitchen were added to the egg roll races that were in the 70s. And then wooden eggs, signed by the president and the first lady, have been handed out at every egg roll since then. 35,000 people have attended White House Easter egg rolls. Wow, that's a lot of people.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah. So think of Easter, think of the eggs, think of whatever you can that's good. But let's not let today get in the way what's going on in other circumstances. Let's talk about and let's make what's going on in your life the very best it possibly can be today. 19 past the hour.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 5656 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 5656.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-503-7639. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-503-7639. Lou is one of you, and will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-503-7639. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Call Term Provider, speak with Big Lou, and save on term life. Call 800-503-7639. 800-503-7639.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Okay, so you're a rocket scientist. That don't impress me much. So you got the brains and have you got the touch. Now don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're all right. But that won't keep me holding the moon.
I like this song, I like her. Shania Twain here gets us started at 24 minutes after the hour. Music news and conversation about people in the world of music. Shania Twain's going to join The Voice as a key advisor. That happens on the 24th of this month. She's actually tweeting this herself. Probably pleased about it. Yeah, she is going to make a one-time appearance to mentor. Well, I guess they do this, don't they? They bring people in sometimes for the season and sometimes just for one show, Victoria?
Yeah, they do two different sets of mentors. So while everyone's working on their teams, the coaches all bring in someone that's their friend to help advise. And then at the end, they bring one superstar advisor. They've had Rihanna. They've had Taylor Swift. They've had Chris Martin from Coldplay. They had Miley Cyrus the first time, which is how she got a job as a coach. And it's always fun to see these mega stars sharing little bits of wisdom. It's really fun.
Yeah. Well, Shania is that.
Oh, yeah.
Great personality and a great songstress, if you will. And this is a great song, too. Crank this up for a second. Call Forever and Always. Yeah. It's a great song. Forever and Always.
She has a new album coming out soon. So it's good timing for her.
Good PR
yeah.
For her. Yeah.
Yep.
Good for her. As long as we're into The Voice, let's talk about Blake Shelton for a moment. He has been suing In Touch magazine. They want to. Well, he's sued them for defamation over a magazine cover that declared he was headed to rehab. I happen to know too much about this, so I can keep my mouth shut to a point. Interesting that this is something that they're going to be settling out of court, much the same as United is going to settle out of court with David Dow because they don't want the bad publicity, and neither side here want the lawyers for Blake Shelton don't want the public to know what really In Touch was writing about. They may have had it wrong, but you know, there's a little smoke there. The filing yesterday here in L.A. doesn't include any details of the settlement because they don't. They always put a gag on that stuff. And that's the reason they settle and don't go to court. Both sides pay for their own cost of litigation. Blake Shelton sued InTouch over a story a couple of years ago declaring rehab for Blake had several anecdotes of the singer's alleged drunken antics. Shelton denied the incidents occurred. He won an early court ruling that allowed the case to proceed. But the old, all I'm saying is there's a little smoke here and a little bit of fire.
I don't know.
Yeah, I do.
Well.
So, anyway, next on the Hit Parade is the story is kind of sweet, it seems. Janelle Monáe is going to interview one of the most fabulous, just unbelievable contributors to pop music, Stevie Wonder. Going to take the stage during a keynote session at the Creative Music Expo this weekend. He's going to be interviewed by Janelle Monáe in a lively session taking place tomorrow at the Lowe's Hollywood Hotel. And it'll be streamed on the ASCAP website, American Society of Creative Animal Producers. I don't know what that's going to be.
Artists and producers, maybe?
Yeah, artists, maybe. Yeah, right. Paul Williams is the president of ASCAP, and he's going to present Stevie Wonder with the Key of Life Award. So this will be a good take. And you'll see excerpts of it. It'll be all over the place on all of those Access shows. But limited, what do they call those? They're all over. And one's Access Hollywood Inside Edition. All of those. He deserves the tribute, though. Man, what a positive influence on music he's been, huh? 28 minutes after the hour here.
Listening with compassion. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Oftentimes, when people listen to others speak, they are really just waiting for the other person to stop talking so that they can chime in with whatever they want to say. We throw around advice easily and then take offense if others don't follow it. It seems to me that we tend to listen more with the intention of telling others something rather than to hear what others really have to say. Look, here's the key to effective listening. Listen with compassion. Listen to others with the complete intention of genuinely hearing everything they are trying to communicate. Listen to their words. Listen to their nonverbal communication. Just authentically and sincerely listen and watch the enormous difference true listening makes. For more on all things life, listen to Tackling Life, my new podcast with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
This is Pete's Yard, and Pete's happy that winter's finally over. Still, winter's damage is done and has left Pete's Yard withered and weak. But Pete knows all he needs is Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food. It greens and thickens lawns to help crowd out weeds. Guaranteed. Just two simple feedings, one now and one later this spring. So Pete can easily take his grass from hungry to healthy. This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food today.
Welcome to Staples.
Oh, Staples guy, help. I need a presentation printed fast.
Well, have no fear, Staples this year. We can print same or next day.
Wow. How about my budget has me handcuffed?
Well, right now, get 20% off select print and marketing services orders, $50 or more.
Staples guy, you're my hero.
I prefer Prince Charming. You know, Prince, because of our printing.
Yep, I got it.
Now at Staples, get 20% off select print and marketing services orders, $50 or more. Ends 4/30/17.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
At the hour. How do you do? How do you do? How do you do? How do you do? Let's make more out of this wonderful day, the Good Friday. It's not a day for a celebration, actually. I'm trying to make sure that we focus on the good in anything that we talk about today, and I probably should make that the rule every day on this program. The DJV Experience, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan, Kara Schillen is on the job in Washington in the studio there. As I look at the list of talkers' items, the big hits for the week from News Talk Radio, is all the stuff about Trump. So the thing that I think is most positive about Donald Trump this week is that he's changing his point of view on almost everything. He had these hardline assertions that he stated during the campaign, and it seems that a lot of them, along with the people who are responsible for sort of whispering in his ear about those things, are going by the by. Look at all the good things he said about the Chinese president this week. He had nothing good to say about China on the campaign trail. Mm. And, you know, some of the other things, I just think those of you who spin around all the time and want to say this guy is going to get us into World War III or is the worst thing since sliced bread. Nah, I think you can find some good things in there, if not a number. I just like the fact that he said, I think honestly, yesterday, I didn't know what I was doing. Basically, that's what he said. I don't know what I was doing when I first got here, and now I'm learning. And so things are changing and people are changing. So
everyone learns on that job.
Yeah.
I mean, President Obama said, look, you know, when he was towards the end, when people asked if after Trump was elected, you know, how is he going to be able to handle the job? And he said, people think that the job is one thing. You want it to be one thing. So you say, this is what I would like to do. This is the direction I want to take the country in. And then when you get in the office, it's a whole different beast.
Yeah.
And then you have people sitting. I mean, you can just imagine. You have different military experts sit down with you and say, okay, I know you say you want to do this, but this is the real deal, you know? Mm-hmm. And then you learn about the aliens, and then you learn about, you know.
Right, yeah.
We don't know what day you learn about the aliens. I always wondered that. How many days in before you learn?
So here, you want to hear something? This week, I was excoriated by a listener who heard me talking about the realities of where we come from. You know, I've said this many times on the air over the years, but I don't think I had quite the spin on it that I did this week when we were talking about all of the crazy stuff. These people, like the guy that is in San Bernardino, was in San Bernardino, went in and shot up his wife.
Yeah.
And that sort of thing. And I said on the air that I think that there are beings that have come here that get into human bodies, not unlike some of the TV shows that you may have seen over the years. Remember that thing V, with those horrible creatures, the sort of snake creatures that became human beings, and they had tongues like snakes. Anyway, that whole business. But in my mind, and what I really firmly believe, and you can say, oh, Doug, do you really believe that, or are you just saying because you're on the radio and you're trying to get people to listen? No, I really believe people who are my friends will tell you that this is what I really believe, that we did not come. We were not. This is not a planet that actually generated our bodies. We came from other places, and now there are aliens that are coming into our society. I know you think I belong on George Norrie's show, but there are people that, in my mind, coming to this planet that are not helpful, let's put it that way. And so, and it all makes sense. I mean, think about some of the other stuff we found out this week that's fascinating about there being another planet just like Earth someplace out there.
Mm-hmm.
And so, anyway, I don't want to get off on that distraction, but I'm just saying,
that's very like Scientology of you.
Oh, is it? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Scientologists believe that?
Yeah, the whole alien souls are occupying our bodies and stuff.
Well,
I'm not encouraging you to get into that. But
I'm not going to go there. But I'm not going to Scientology, but I do believe that that's happening with some. I think there's so many things going on that you can't possibly understand. And let's fast forward into the United situation this week. How do we find something good there? Other than the $150 million that Dow and his family are going to get out of United.
Mm.
And, you know, there is a very interesting sort of adjunct to that viral video, or how many of them are there? Two or three. There's one now that shows his broken nose and teeth and that kind of stuff.
Oh, it broke his nose?
Yeah.
I mean, I know he was bleeding. I saw that
picture.
He lost
two teeth.
Whoa.
He lost two teeth, and he has a broken nose.
Oh, so. That is, oh. So. I just hope that what good comes of this is that consumers have some more power.
Right.
Because we are so powerless to these airlines
and
powerless to the gate agent's attitude. And we all have horrible stories. And when
we're
paying a premium for a service, I mean, there has to be something that a standard that we can expect from
So
from,
the good news is United said they would review their policies. They pledged to not ever let anything like this happen again, which means they better do some serious training with the people you're just talking about, the folks at the gate, because they are not anything special. And most of them, for all the airlines, are not. They don't pay them enough money. They don't like their jobs. Back to what we were talking about in the last half hour. Find something good in your job. For example, if you work for United, you get to ride free wherever you can find a seat. And I don't mean necessarily that you're on a crew, but people, well, there's Delta, United, American, all of them do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
There's a family and friends thing. I think you can buy tickets for $40 on some airlines, $90 wherever the plane is going. You get a seat.
Right.
If there's room for you. And that's a good thing. That's neat. Kind of cool.
I mean, that's one. I mean, my cousin works for Aer Lingus.
Benefit.
And they fly wherever Aer Lingus flies, and they only pay the tax. So sometimes it's like, you know, €11 or something for them to fly to wherever. So it's a good deal.
Right. And maybe we could find something good in the fact that I'm a Dinner Jacket is running for president of Iran again. He was
That name again?
I called him I'm a Dinner Jacket. I'm a Dinner Jad, or however you pronounce his name. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. Remember him with the leisure suits? He says, yesterday, I'm running again.
How long has he been retired?
I think 4 years he's been out of there. Yeah.
So he wants to back in.
Well, no, he's not going to get back in because the country isn't going that way. The president of Iran, very moderate guy. What's his name, Rouhani or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
There is, and then there's the Ayatollah, of course. But I think you're going to see a lot of people. When Trump gets around these people, everything seems to sort of calm down. You notice that? And what he said yesterday any number of times about how great the Chinese prime minister was, and whether that's part of, you know, his buttering him up, he said to him, look, there's a problem in North Korea. You solve it, we're going to help you out with a trade, with a nice trade deal. Now, before the election, no trade deals. These guys are scum. So, you know, it's all politics, and people who pay close attention to it need to give themselves a rest. And today's a perfect day to leave everybody alone. The news media needs to leave Sean Spicer alone. Give him a break. Give the president alone. Leave Uber
John
alone.
Sean Spicer really stepped in it this week.
No, but so what? That's past. Why is that important? That's not important. None of what he said this week really was that important in the eternity of whatever. So he said something stupid about the Nazis and the gas and all that other stuff. So what? He's not perfect. That's the problem. Everybody expects perfection, and there's no such thing as perfection. So give it a rest. Just give it a rest. There's no, you're not perfect.
I don't think anyone's expecting perfection from him. I just think that was a huge gaffe, and there were a lot of Jewish people who were really offended. So
what? Okay, so they're offended. Big deal. Is it going to kill him? No. It was a stupid thing to say? Yep. Is it something that I'm happy I didn't say? Yeah. I'm very happy I didn't say that. So, anyway. And then there is all of the hoopla about Melania Trump and Donald Trump. Good news for her this week is that she got $2.5 million out of the Daily Mail. Not that she needed it, but the court case, the libel claim against them, netted her a couple of $1 million. So, but, I mean, these people need to be held accountable. I remember when Johnny Carson sued the, what do you call it? What's the crazy paper? It's down in Florida. They publish in Palm Beach. I don't even look at it anymore. It's been a long, long time. And it sort of has become somewhat credible. What's the name of that silly paper? National Enquirer. Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, boy.
So he sued the National Enquirer. He got $24 million out of them because they were following him around trying to prove that he was unfaithful to his wife. He was. But that isn't something that the courts felt was within the, you know, the perusal at that time. This would have been in the 70s. No, you can't dig into people's lives like that. So the court said. And so Carson got a big payday out of it. And there have been plenty. I remember Ed McMahon sued a couple of tabloids and won when they accused him of being in some drunken stupor in some circumstance. I don't remember. You know, that was part of McMahon's act was to act like he was somebody that liked to booze it up. He could hold his liquor because he's a big guy. But he was he a drunk? No. Not by any stretch of the imagination. He gets silly. Last night, my daughter and I and Miles had dinner at a nice little restaurant on Sunset Boulevard. And they had spiked apple juice or whatever it was. It was some kind of a guave apple thing that was fermented. And Megan said to me, Dad, you're going to get silly. You're not going to want that. I said, come on, let's just have a, let me have a sip. Let me have a little drink.
You're going to get silly?
Well, I do. I get very silly when I get, and I get sleepy. And so, anyway, I ordered a glass of it, and the waiter came over and brought it to me, and I had a couple of sips, and I didn't like it. But was I glad that I had a chance to taste it? Yeah, because when Miles was watching my face, see, this is where we, I said to Megan, do you want Miles to taste this a little bit so he knows how bad it tastes? And she said, no, he's not ready for that yet. But I think that's what happens when people, and maybe it's because I'm so sensitive to alcohol because my mother was an alcoholic. So when in that circumstance I can give somebody something that will make them not like it and it'll stay in their mind early on, then you got something. So I had, but Miles was watching me as I turned my face up. I don't know how, you know, I can describe it any other way than that. I have this look on my face when I don't like something. Gramps.
And Miles thought it was funny?
Yeah, he did. He thought it was hysterical. anyway, so that sort of thing, you know, you look at the good and the bad, speaking of drinking and stuff, the situation with Garner and Affleck. Here they are, the two of them obviously love each other, obviously have children from a good circumstance, but they can't make it work. So they've been in and out. He's been in rehab more times than you can count. And he got out, and the good thing was that he thought he was much better. He's been living in the, there's a little bungalow behind their house up in the Palisades, and he's been living there, and it doesn't seem like they can get it together. So they officially filed for divorce yesterday. But the good side of it is that they are going to, they've agreed to joint custody of the children. It's super amicable. The divorce has been something apparently they've been talking about, and they've been working on it all this time. There's no real catalyst. It just is that I think she's a little concerned about what he's like or whether he can stick it out, but not enough to keep them from, them being the children, from being with him on an equal basis. So when you saw the pictures a couple of weeks ago of the two of them coming out of church, it was kind of a nice, sweet smile that people, you know, even if they can't get along, you can tell when people love each other. And a lot of people that love each other can't get along or can't stay together for whatever the reason. So I have a lot of respect for them in that way.
Yeah.
I think. Don't you? I mean, think about it.
I agree, yeah. I mean, I think that the co-parenting, I think it's become, I don't want to say trendy, but it has definitely become more newsworthy. You see a lot of celebrity couples
of
really
milk.
Striving
yeah.
to co-parent amicably, yeah. and it's yeah. great for the kids.
Yeah, it is, and that's all the concern ought to be. When I get divorced, that was the concern, and we stuck to it for through our their entire lives. There was never a question about what was our priority, and they knew it. Both Megan and Brendan knew what our priority was. So, and that maybe is a word to the wise when you are going through these things. Leave your ego at the door. Leave whatever. If there's a problem, the problem is deep-rooted, and it's not the finger-pointing stuff. That becomes nonsense. It's just we can't make this work, so what do we do that's best for the kids? 11 minutes for the hour here on the DJV Experience.
Using the Groupon app, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day, like haircuts. Because even if you don't need a haircut, you're eventually going to need a haircut. Unless you're bald, in which case Groupon can save you a lot of money on skincare. The point is, using Groupon can save you up to $100 a week. Getting a massage? Check Groupon. Mani-pedi? Check Groupon. Looking for nearby yoga classes? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
Welcome to Staples.
Oh, Staples guy, help. I need a presentation printed fast.
Well, have no fear, Staples is here. We can print same or next day.
Wow. Oh, but my budget has me handcuffed.
Well, right now, get 20% off select print and marketing services orders, $50 or more.
Staples guy, you're my hero.
I prefer Prince Charming. You know, Prince, because of our printing.
Yep, I got it.
Now at Staples, get 20% off select print and marketing services orders, $50 or more.
And 43017 exclusions apply. See staples.com/spring for details.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Let's get to our weekly overview of the top five items in terms of stories regarding technology. Tech Talk Time presents Victoria Keelan, the top five items that have affected most people in the world of technology this week, starting at number five, a good way for you to lower your electric bill. This is a pretty good study, Victoria.
Well, you know, a lot of people are seeing their electric bills skyrocket, and when you look around and you see how many devices we all have now, it's not surprising. There's an average of 40 items per American household that's connected at any one time, and most of the time, we're all guilty of this, we leave things plugged in. Even if the TV isn't on, it's still plugged in, and it's still sucking energy. And so some of these new studies on how much energy we're using say that the products can still consume 25% of its full power even when it's switched off. And that's going to affect your electric bill. So larger appliances are, you know, refrigerators, things that can't be unplugged. You just have to sort of deal with that. However, televisions, cable satellite boxes, DVD and Blu-ray disc players, game consoles, printers, phone chargers, and desktop computers suck. They're the next category of vampire energy. They suck a lot of juice. So they have some new, new smart switches, they call them. There are wall switches that you can monitor the power and turn everything off. They have power strips now. Belkin makes one called Conserve. It's a whole line. And you can actually cut all of the power off to those devices when you're not using them. And so for $29 to $39, you can get these power strips. And you can, overall, it will really ultimately help you lower your electric bill.
All right, some good advice there. Number four, focus on DNA.
Yeah, the Food and Drug Administration finally gave 23andMe, the DNA genetics testing company, they gave them the long-sought-after green light to sell consumers genetic tests and their accompanying health risk reports for up to 10 diseases. And in the past, the FDA said, no, you can't say anything about diseases. If you have the markers or anything like that, it's not allowed. And I could see why. I mean, the FDA was concerned that people were taking an at-home test and then deciding to have surgery to prevent breast cancer.
Commit suicide. Yeah.
It could be. So now 23andMe is allowed to let you know if you have the markers for Parkinson's, late onset Alzheimer's, celiac, a bunch of different blood disorders, and there's another one called Gaucher disease type 1. It's an organ and tissue disorder. There's a red blood cell condition, and then there's all sorts of hereditary things that you can find out that ultimately can affect a lot of people. So if you're already a 23andMe customer, you don't have to do anything new. You will see these reports get emailed to you by the end of May. So it's exciting. And if you're looking into doing the genetic testing, it is really fun. I've done it myself. And you do can find some really cool stuff out of it. So it'll let you know about those markers.
So, number three, hackers. Amazon's not happy about this.
No, third-party sellers on Amazon are really taking a hit. They've become a huge target for hackers. And according to the Wall Street Journal this week, online attackers have been changing bank deposit information on sellers' accounts and using stolen passwords to post fake deals. And then consumers see the deal, it looks good, they pay for it, and the money's gone. So Amazon, this is not really Amazon's doing. They're trying to help. They want to help the sellers, and they want to help the consumers be safe. But it looks like right now, they're reporting third-party sellers have reported losing up to $50,000.
Ooh.
And that's a lot of money.
Stiff. Yeah.
Yep.
All right, number two on our countdown as we go through the top five items in the world of technology this week. Google is, let's say being scrutinized by the feds. The old where there's smoke, there's fire routine. Let's see what Victoria thinks about this.
Well, earlier this week, there was a report from the Labor Department saying that they're investigating Google for not paying women as much as they pay pay for men in the same positions. And so Google now responded saying that they were taken aback by the Labor Department's claim and saying that they conduct robust scientific analysis to ensure that there's no gender pay gap. Now, this is something Google's been bragging about for a long time. If this investigation shows that they've been wrong, it's going to be bad news for Google and probably the stock. But because that Google is a federal contractor, that is why the Department of Labor is investigating them, and that's why they're also barred from discriminating against employees. So we'll see where that goes.
Speaking of the feds, the FCC has stepped in. Number one this week, don't worry about cell phones on the planes.
Everyone is rejoicing. This was huge on social media this week. Everybody seems, I don't know who was ever in favor of this, but yes, so the FCC has withdrawn a proposal that would allow people to use cell phones on planes, and everyone seems very happy about that.
Hooray, something to celebrate, good stuff. And that's the note that we leave you on with regard to this overview of the hot hits in the world of technology. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan at 59 past the hour.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.